Hello. I helped to establish the Golden Han Moon. But stuff still happened. So what's up? Dear listener, let's chat. I have some things I want to talk to you about. I want to talk about sort of what's on my mind with regards to the future of this show and the future of life here in the States. So look, the big beautiful bill has been signed into law, and among its near 1,000 pages of legislation are massive cuts to healthcare coverage for people, increases to student loan payments, and reductions in investments in climate change initiatives. It also about 10x's ICE's budget. ICE is the immigration enforcement agency in the States that is disappearing people off the streets, wearing masks, not identifying themselves. That good stuff, you know, that healthy, stable living stuff. What are my thoughts on this? Where do I stand? I don't intend to relitigate this whole thing. I've talked extensively about this bill, and it's now passed, so what's the fucking point? Instead, I want to talk about where things are and how I see them and what I'm going to do. I'm just going to be clear. Things aren't good. They haven't been good. They're not going to become good anytime soon. It's just not going to happen. I've been doing this for years, and I've covered multiple administrations from both Democrat and Republican. I've covered Biden's complete inability to protect the most vulnerable people in this country, and I've covered Trump actively trying to go after the most vulnerable people in this country. Not to mention the continued unfettering support for Israel as they slaughter tens of thousands of people, most of whom are children. I have come up on some app for years now talking about the number of child deaths today. And I'm not about to stop speaking up about injustice and major issues in the world. I feel it's important to use my platform to do that. And I've never shied away from talking about political and difficult topics like war, genocide, all that stuff. I feel, though, that it has become the vast majority of my focus, and I want to temper that. Is it bad to focus on? Not really. It's important for people to know about these issues, and I do wish that more people were more politically active and more just understanding of how our country works. But I can only come up on here and tell you that everything is terrible so many times before it really starts to just suck. Here's the plan. I'm going to rebalance the types of topics that I'm focusing on and try to focus on fewer overall stories with more general information. Now, this episode in particular, after this segment, still has a lot of my usual stuff, but just understand that my focus is going to be on highlighting both the good and the troublesome, because things are really, really bad. They're going to stay really bad, and I'm not going to be able to cover every piece of bad thing with which to inform you about everything that's going on that you need to be aware of. I simply cannot do that, and that's not my goal here. But I can make sure to lend a voice to situations that I think are important to be talked about, and otherwise, use my time and energy here to focus on what I believe is my purpose on this planet, which is to increase the number of smiles in the world. And to that end, I just want to call out, there's a lot more that I'm doing outside of just Stuff Keeps Happening. I'm also designing and building a tabletop role-playing game called Proscenium. I stream multiple times a week. I have a large online community called the Astral Campgrounds that just has a lot of cool shit inside of it. I'm gonna make a whole video on that later, but I've got a lot on my plate, and I just want to make sure that I'm doing the best I can with each of these things. And so we're going to have some new sections. We're going to have stateside, elsewhere, science, tech, gaming, the other stuff, you know, whatnot. But I'm just going to limit myself to a few things from the States, a few things elsewhere, and let's get on to the good stuff. Unfortunately, there's a lot of not good stuff still, so let's get to that. Here we go. Moving on. Thanks for being here. Stateside. Sudden rapid flooding in Texas has claimed more than 80 lives, at least 20 of which were young girls who were at an all-girls summer camp. Catastrophic rain northwest of San Antonio caused rivers to flood at unprecedented levels. I'm talking like nearly 30 feet in less than an hour. I want to start off by saying that there are relief efforts going on. FEMA is there, and there's local authorities working on trying to actually get people safe, but of course, there's a lot of rhetoric around what the fuck happened here and how did it happen. Local officials in Texas first were blaming each other, then they were blaming the National Weather Service and NOAA. It's been a lot of finger pointing. Whereas critics of Trump are saying that his cuts to the National Weather Service and NOAA recently set us up for this. I want to talk about what seems to have actually happened here and whether or not it is Trump's fault, which my answer is not really, but yeah. But kind of. So look, Trump definitely did make cuts to the NWS, NOAA, and that did lead to vacancies, key vacancies, that may have played a huge part here, and I'll get to that in a second. But at the same time, meteorologists have come out saying, stop bashing the ability of the NWS and NOAA because given what they had to work with, they did everything right. Warnings were sent out. There was expected flooding multiple days prior. There was flood warnings hours prior, and then multiple loss of life and damage to property warnings that went out throughout the night. While officials are complaining about like, oh, well, I got the alert, but they said it was only going to flood 7 feet, not this much. Like, that's not an excuse. Well, I got the alert, but it didn't seem like it was going to be a big deal, despite that it said life-threatening. So there's a lot at play here. There's the reduction in staff that did have a key position in the regional office of the National Weather Service removed. It was the person who was going to be the one that coordinates with emergency services. Seems like an important person to have. So while they had the information and warnings were issued, even if the information wasn't as catastrophic as they originally put out, they did put out those warnings. It just didn't get to officials who would then take action. Because the NWS is not an evacuation agency. There are local officials whose job it is to know their locality and know what the protocol is for evacuating people. So it does seem like a breakdown in process. You can definitely link the removal of that guy from NWS to Trump because that guy specifically took Trump's buyout offer. So that seat is just empty. The Trump administration is saying this has nothing to do with their cuts because it was a buyout offer, not a cut. Now, there's one other part of this story that I want to talk about, which is there's a lot of discussion right now about whether or not the people in red states quote unquote deserve it when a natural disaster happens. I feel like we see this most with Florida whenever a hurricane hits Florida and people are like, well, that they get what they voted for. And it's like, oh boy. States in the US are not uniformly red and blue. That's not how it works. Most of them are damn near 50-50. And the only reason that they swing so hard one way or the other is due to gerrymandering and people who won't vote for the opposition party because they've given up from all the gerrymandering and voter suppression and all that good stuff. And I know most people, when they say they get what they voted for, are not trying to imply that they want everyone in that state, regardless of who they voted for, age, voting eligibility, any of that stuff, to die. I know that people aren't flatly saying that. But a lot of people don't think deeper on these kinds of things. The damage that that line of thinking does is irreparable because there are people who are fighting for the same things that you want in the places that you're complaining about. And instead of isolating and uplifting them, you're lumping them in with everyone else, completely undermining any effort that they're making to improve things. They need your help, too. Anyway, we don't need to be red or blue anymore because we've got the America Party! Elon Musk, after his big fallout with Trump, has announced that he's forming a political party, a thing that people have been speculating he might do, and a thing that people have been speculating that if he did do, would undermine the GOP. So, lol. Let's start off by saying this is not a real political party. Elon Musk has gone on Twitter and tweeted multiple times. That doesn't establish a political party. Could it be a thing? Maybe. I don't know. But he says that it wants to be a party for the middle, which is concerning because this is a guy that went on stage and did a Nazi salute twice. Elon Musk doesn't know shit about fuck. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's starting this party because he's claiming that he was betrayed by the Republicans who said he was going to go do Doge cuts and then they passed this bill that did a lot of spending. Which is wild, because if he's being honest about his reasoning, which I'm certain he's not, then his claim is that he really thought he was doing something at Doge and never once caught wind of anything that implied Republicans would absolutely do this thing that they were loudly saying that they were going to do the whole time. Like, you don't get to be a political insider and then claim that you are a political outsider. And if you were blindsided by that, then you are not fit to run a political party. Anyway, who gives a shit? People are going to like join this sort of, but right now there's really nothing. And I doubt we're going to see an America Party candidate on a ballot. But you know what? I'm not going to say don't do it. If they get there, great. Have fun. Literally can't imagine what you would stand for. There's not really room for another conservative party in the U.S. I don't know where they're going to go, but I know where I'm not going to go. Akon City. Several years ago, music icon Akon, that's fun to say, announced that he was going to build a futuristic city in Senegal. He also announced that it was going to be powered by a cryptocurrency of his own design called Akoin. This is a real thing, and it's not even the only crypto-powered private government municipality thing that was proposed around that era. Anyway, it's not happening. It's not happening. There's a parcel of land in Senegal that Akon did want to turn into a city, and they built, like, part of a welcome center. And that's it. It's been several years. There's no roads. There's literally nothing. And so the government of Senegal was like, yeah, no, this is done. Shit's cooked. They said that they're going to work with him on a, quote, more realistic path towards something being built. So apologies to anyone out there who was hoarding a coin. I know this is probably a very difficult time for you. You probably have a lot of difficult times if you were hoarding a coin. A content warning for this next section, I will be non-graphically discussing rape, including the rape of children. The Democratic Republic of Congo is experiencing an HIV crisis among its decades-long conflicts in the region. Some background, Democratic Republic of Congo, different from the Republic of Congo, start there. The DRC has an unconscionable amount of valuable minerals. And essentially, it is a battle royale from local, foreign, private, and public groups to try to get that cash. All at the expense of the Congolese people who have been displaced around the world due to this conflict. Some groups are looking to establish better sovereign security, but it's been a mess for so fucking long. China, for example, has a massive industry that depends on buying cobalt and other minerals from brokers who are extracting it from the DRC. Now, China is not the only country doing this. And as I said, it's not even just the public sector. There are private contractors who are making bank off of this falderol. Now, the HIV crisis comes in because some of the groups in the DRC use rape as a weapon of war. This is especially prevalent with one militia called M23, who has caused a massive spike in reported rapes, and I can't even imagine what unreported stats are like. They do this to inflict trauma on populations, to destabilize populations, and because war. And because of this, HIV spreads like wildfire. In some regions, the rate of infection can be as high as 3.5%. Now, the US used to help out a little bit by offering medicine and rape kits and stuff like that. And then Musk, Trump, Vance, and Marco Rubio shut down USAID and all of that help. So while there is a rising spike of HIV among women who are being left with nothing, there's also no longer medicine for them. All because some affluent rich guys in the US decided that struggling people in the midst of conflict don't deserve medicine. Because reasons. Gotta save that money. That's why we passed the big beautiful bill with all of its tax breaks and added a bunch of money to the deficit. But we saved money by getting rid of the life-saving HIV stuff, you know? We are amoral good. Anyway, viruses don't respect political boundaries. It is legitimately good for the entire fucking planet for everyone to work together to improve global health. I feel like that shouldn't be controversial. Do you want to be rich, like filthy rich, like fuck off rich? Just go work for Meta as like an AI expert. Meta / Facebook / Zuckerberg are trying to hire more AI talent, going as far as to poach people from other AI companies like OpenAI. And for those people, there's been reports of signing bonuses up to a value of $100 million. For a single hire. They have the money. They have the resources to offer a $100 million signing bonus to multiple people on a whim, just to poach them. Just to get those people specifically. And of course, OpenAI is not happy about this. They're like, people poaching our people. I wanna talk for a real quick second about money in the tech industry. For those who aren't aware, I spent the majority of my life in tech. I worked in tech in big places, small places, places you've heard of, places you haven't. There is so much money floating around these spaces. It is unimaginable. You cannot comprehend the amount of money that these venture capital firms or just tech oligarchs have to throw around at things. Dumping multiple billions of dollars into a project that most likely will fail is the norm. Billions with a B. So whenever these AI companies bitch and moan about how they can't pay artists because then they wouldn't have a business model, or when you've got a company like Facebook saying they can't do real content moderation because it just costs too much money. $100 million for a single guy. That's all I got to say about that. Anyway, let's talk about robo-taxis in Austin. So Tesla has recently started a pilot program of their robo-taxis in Austin, Texas. And let me be clear. This is a thing that Tesla has been advertising as like a pivot point in their company. While other EV manufacturers have caught up and surpassed Tesla in a lot of ways, Tesla still has just a ton of hype around them, and they need to stick a landing to not lose all that hype, so they've been talking about how they're going to pivot into being a robo-taxi company, and that'll be their big cash cow in the future. Except other companies have already started the robo-taxi thing with more success, and this pilot program is not exactly instilling joy. The pilot is limited only to a handful of people who mostly follow Musk on Twitter, and they can buy a ride for, I shit you not, $4.20. When they get picked up by their robo-taxi, there is a Tesla employee in the front passenger seat. They've got a stop button, like one of the like a driving instructor. Anyway, it's only available in a very, very limited part of Austin and has been breaking traffic rules left and right. A couple of the taxis have bumped into parked cars. One taxi just stopped in the middle of an intersection and was like, here you go. You've arrived. It's generally just messy and silly and obviously not ready for even testing at this scale. And a lot of people will say like, oh, well, they need to be able to test it so they can improve it. Like, do they? Do they need to test it in a live functioning city, or is that a marketing tactic? They build entire simulated cities for like training cops and firefighters. So long story short, don't get in one of those. Anyway, let's talk about the Revenge of the Glizzies. This past some days ago, it was 4th of July, which is a day in the United States marked with celebrations and eating too many hot dogs. And then we blow shit up the American way. And conveniently around this time, as everybody was buying and eating too many hot dogs, some reporting came out about how hot dogs kill you. They cause cancer, some shit like that. Basically, there was a research paper that aggregated a bunch of data from other research that found that processed meat has contributing factors to, like, cancer. Things that we basically already knew. There was a lot of reporting, a lot of headlines, a lot of freaking out about, like, if you eat hot dogs, they cause cancer now. A few things. One, duh, that was always true. Two, there's a huge difference between eating some hot dogs and eating hot dogs constantly every single day. The research basically showed that the equivalent of like a hot dog a day, every single day, can have a modest impact on the likelihood that you'll develop several different diseases. But even the own research paper was like, we gotta look into this more. This could be a lot, could be nothing. We kind of knew this already, but it's worth looking into. Fucking everything causes cancer. I'm not saying go get cancer. Cancer sucks. It's real bad. But you're far more likely to get hit by a car like directly after watching this video than you are to get cancer from the hot dogs that you just ate for 4th of July. Game it. Hades 2 is getting closer to being released. The developers behind Hades 2, a game that I have not yet played because I'm waiting for the full release because I'm hopelessly addicted to Hades 1. How did I start this sentence? Anyway, the developers of the game released an update, and along with the patch notes, they said that this is likely the last update before the full 1.0 release, which is scheduled for 2025, which is this year. But while we wait on that, let's talk about that Thug Life. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 and 4 Remake is coming out in less than a week. And with that, there was an interview that Polygon did with Tony Hawk where they're like, hey, you want to remake the Tony Hawk Underground games? Now, real talk. Your boy is a thug. I played so much Tony Hawk's Underground 1 and 2. I also played an assload of American Wasteland, which was mid. It was good in its own way. I would love to see a remake of the Tony Hawk Underground games. If you're not familiar, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater is more like an arcade-y type game, whereas Tony Hawk Underground is more of an RPG, like telling your own story, rise to fame kind of thing. Mr. Anthony Hawk said himself that he would love to see that happen, but also noted that one, he doesn't really have the ability to snap his fingers and make that happen, and two, he would be also interested in maybe a reimagining of Tony Hawk's Underground. You know, like they remade 1 and 2, they're doing the remake for 3 and 4, they're very faithful remakes. What if we kind of made a new Tony Hawk game with that engine? Or like a, you know, remix of the original, something like that. Just make it slightly more modern. If you've gone back and played the original Tony Hawk Underground games, they're still very fun. Boy howdy, they are a time capsule. Last thing for gaming, several high-ranking executives from Ubisoft/Ubisoft, depending on who's yelling at me today? They've been found guilty of harassing women. Yeah, that sentence took a tonal shift. Long story short, several high-ranking executives were found guilty of sexually and psychologically harassing women in their Paris office. Throwing things, getting all angry, soliciting kisses, general creepy executive shit. When the company was first alerted to this, like 5 years ago, they were like, oh, dang, that seems bad. We'll look into it. And then nothing happened. But then eventually the French authorities stepped in and made something happen. And now we're here. So, hey, I have a few suggestions for just like general game publishers in the industry. I know I'm an outsider, but I have a passion for game development, game design, and gaming. Don't harass women like at all. Like it's really just not hard. I'm going to not harass women right now. Lightning round. Archaeologists found a stash of 32 ancient Roman shoes, 8 of which were very, very large, like inexplicably large, like very unnaturally large. That ancient big boy. FaceTime on iOS is going to now pause your active video chat if it sees that you're undressing. It'll be like, whoa. Nice. That was me being FaceTime. There was a guy who went on a show by Guy Fieri, where if you won the show by Guy Fieri, you got a franchise of a Guy Fieri restaurant with Guy Fieri branding. And the guy who won the Guy Fieri thing is not happy because he was also supposed to get more further compensation from Guy Fieri. And so now he's suing Guy Fieri about the lack of follow through with the prize from Guy Fieri from the Guy Fieri show. Fieri. Tumblr was going to migrate to use WordPress in the background and integrate with the social open web like Mastodon and stuff. They pause that. By the way, I'm on Tumblr. And finally for today, scientists have discovered a new life form in some goo that was found underneath a ship in dry dock. This is real. It is temporarily named Ship Goo 001, my favorite species, and my new screen name. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Stuff Keeps Happening. Head to skh.news for sources, bonus content, and Ship Goo 002. My name is Endeavorance. Thank you so much for being here. Take care. And be well.